Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Left track. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? It'll climb the tracks in university. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up climb the tracks in university.
University, 250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Client Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Client Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D adplaybook.com.
With. Tell everybody who you are in your own words, bro.
First of all, man, thank you for bringing me on here. This is really cool, man. I really appreciate everything that you did or doing. So Wes Fisher, out of Ohio. I was a special ed teacher for 8 years, as Mark Poe said. I love what I did in education. I miss my kids to this day. Worked in mild to moderate special needs students. So I had people in the autism spectrum. So from mild services to I had students that were nonverbal, physical, things of that nature. So I worked a gambit in education. But COVID happened, 2020. We went home. We went remote for, teaching, all that good stuff. I found an industry I wanted to get into. We can talk about that later. But I found an industry I wanted to get into, got excited about it in 2020. And again, I ended up meeting you last year, 2022, over the summertime. I think it was summertime. You were at a conference. And I was already doing pretty good in that industry, government contracting. So I was like, man, I got to find out what this is about. What is this client attraction? What is this whole course thing? So I was having success doing what I do in government contracting. But with this whole course and all this stuff, this is all new to me. This is all like, this is a new venture for me. I'm excited.
I love it. I love it. So I got a lot I want to unpack. So the first thing I want to unpack is, I know you said you work with special needs children from autism spectrum all the way to like nonverbal, right?
Yes.
So it's like, my question is, and I'm sure you got to have a unique set of skills to be able to navigate that. My question is, how were you able to bring some of those skills from doing that level of work?
Yeah.
Which is amazing. How has that been able to help you in the coaching space?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I get people tell me all the time, because as an educator, especially in special education, when I went to school, we had to teach math, science, history, et cetera. We're certified for all subjects. And we're also certified for K to 12, kindergarten to 12th grade. So that means as a special educator, I had to know all learning styles. I had to be adaptive to different learners. And now I didn't notice in hindsight, working with you, now I see why. A lot of my students are having success, or I'm having success in this, because it's like, I know there's different learning styles. So I know I can put a slideshow up for one person, but I got to tell someone verbally for the other person, or I got to show someone something for another person. So definitely in special education, you learn there's different ways that people learn. And that's definitely what I apply to coaching now, for sure.
I love it. And just Instagram, just me confirm, y'all can hear Wes, right? I want to make sure y'all can hear him. We're 30 seconds into this thing, y'all. 30 seconds in. And that's for those of you who are coaching and consulting, because here's what I found.
Yeah.
A lot of people call themselves coaches and consultants, but they aren't great at extracting their knowledge and expertise in a way that other people can get it and apply it. So I always tell people, you can be great at something. You can be a great entrepreneur and great at executing something, but that doesn't mean you're great at teaching, right? So being great at doing something and then great at teaching it is two completely different things. And to be able to do both is a rare set of skills, right? So a lot of people are trying to teach people. They're trying to teach everybody, just like everybody learns the same. But like you said, everybody doesn't learn the same. Mm-hmm. And even on top, and now for you to consider that individuals have different learning styles, that speaks to your level of care, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And some people, they're coaching and consulting, they're taking people's money, but they don't really have the level of care to even slow down and consider that mm-hmm. this individual may learn a little bit different.
Right.
So I got to adapt my teaching style or install in my overall teaching curriculum and style to meet the needs of all these different learning styles that could be in the particular program. Does that Absolutely. Make sense? So a lot of people ain't doing that. So I think by you having that, that sets you apart in a big way, because most people, they like, okay, everybody can learn the same way. Well, if they can't learn my way of teaching, then they just aren't good, or they just aren't smart, or they ain't working hard enough, or whatever the case may be. And it's like, no, you just haven't taught them in the way that they learn. So they haven't been able to grasp it. So I think that's huge. And I can only assume this level of work also installs a level of patience as well, right? How was the patience that you brought from that world into this world helped as well?
Absolutely. I mean, to me, I'm always sick of hearing it. People always say, Wes, you are so patient, man. Like, if that person would have said this to me or did this or did that, I would have da-da-da-da-da-da. So like me telling you, I'm sick of hearing it. But yes, people always tell me you're super patient. You know, you're super like, you know, listening, you're a listener, all that good stuff. And like you said, you do need those skill sets, or you need to develop those skill sets if you don't have them. But yes, I've always been patient. I have to be patient, especially Ed. You have to be.
It's the 100%. And people tell me that all the time as well. I mean, you're so patient. Like, I'm like, I don't get it, but it's like,
right.
Thank you. So I don't want to go over your head. Like, think about in your coaching, in your consulting, when you're working with clients, mm-hmm. can you be like, in terms of immediate implementation, right? Can you be more patient in your teaching style, right? Mm-hmm. Is that an opportunity for you right now, right? Can you adjust your teaching style? In your current teaching style, are you considering the people that learn different ways? Or are you just slamming one way of doing things, but you're not considering the different mediums of how you communicate with individuals? So that's something that everybody can be thinking about and how they can implement that right now. Does that make sense? So perfect. So now, I actually met Wes. The first time I met Wes was actually in September. September, right?
I think it was September. For, you talking about the conference?
Yeah, at the boot camp, the Client Only Boot Camp.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. Client Only, yeah, first time we met. Yeah, that's
correct. Client Only Boot Camp. Yeah. I'm in person. That's when we met in person.
When we met in person. Right, right.
Right. So I met Wes there at the Client Only Boot Camp. So twice a year, we do a Client Only Boot Camp, right? Speaking of which, our next one is in September, and we normally just do clients only, but right now, even if you're not a client, you can actually register. So if you have a desire to grow your coaching business, if you want to grow a stress-free million-dollar-a-year coaching or consulting business, go check it out. Just go to wealthyblackcoach.com. It's our first time doing it this way, and open it up to the public, because we normally keep this stuff to our private clients only, but we want to open this up because we want to create more success stories. So if you're interested, go to wealthyblackcoach.com, wealthyblackcoach.com, and right now you can actually get 25% off your ticket to join us at the event. So go to wealthyblackcoach.com. Now, with all that being said, when we met, you were like, man, you was like, I've been in the program 2 months.
Yeah.
And you was like, I've already generated, I think it was a crazy number. What was it like? 120? What was it?
Yeah. It was like 120. It was like 120K, something like that. It was over 100K. Yeah.
Right. He was like, look, I've been in the program. He was like, thank you, bro. I've been in the program 2 months. I've already made $120,000. So let's talk about that for a second. So, because when people hear, now, are we saying that by you joining the program or you listening to this, you're going to make $120,000 in 2 months? No. Wes is abnormal for some ways that we're going to unpack right now. So you can obviously see how you can actually apply some of this into your business, right? So Wes, walk us through, bro. So when you came into the Contracts University program,
yep.
What were the steps? If you was walking somebody listening right now through the steps of how you made $120,000 in only 2 months, from your coaching business, like walk us through.
This is going to blow people's mind. I think it is. Well, it's so simple. Here it is, y'all. First, I figured out my username and password and I logged into the portal. So that's, I'm trying to be, I'm funny, but I'm just being serious. Like, I logged in people buying all this stuff on the internet, you buying these programs, you buying this coaching stuff, and you ain't even log in to look at it. You ain't even looked at the videos. And I'm gonna get to that point. But all seriousness, like when I paid the money, I was like, okay, that's a big money for a school teacher. So I'm like, okay, let me go ahead and apply what I just spent money on. So I logged in to the website and I went through the videos. And I'm dead serious. Like I went through the first video, the mindset video, and I watched the mindset video. I think you had at the time was like hour long, 40 minutes. Yeah. It was not a short video. It was a nice long mindset video. So many people skip that. They don't even watch the first video. They sitting here looking at funnels and email lists and Facebook. You ain't even looked at the mindset video. So the first thing I did, I went for a walk and I walked and I listened to the mindset video. I walked around my community, listened to that mindset video. The next thing I listened to the next video, then the next video, then the next video. And then I think like Marquell says all the time is when I got done with a video, I know this sounds so crazy. I'm just telling y'all like, anyway, when I got done with the video at the bottom, there's like a to-do list or things to do. I like did the things it said to do. Like, I don't know if this is too simple. I don't know, bro. Like, stop me if I'm like, you know, making it too simple. But like, literally, I just did what it said to do. And, you know, that's why I got the result. But honestly, a lot of people, this is my opinion, because I hear people ask questions and, you know, in the chat or in the Facebook group or here and there, and they're asking questions that's like, it'll be in a video. I'm like, that's in the video. You didn't watch the video. So like, if I can give anyone any advice, it's more that step-by-step, log in, watch the videos, implement, watch the video, implement, and do it quickly. At the end of the day, is do it quickly. I mean, there might be 20 videos, there might be 10 videos. I don't know, you know, how, I don't remember, but no matter how many videos there are, you know, set some time away in your schedule to watch it and implement. And that's it, man. That's it.
So let's unpack this, right? Because like, I want y'all to understand a couple things, right? I want y'all to understand a couple things. Yes, Wes did exactly what he just said. Here's the beautiful thing, though, that most people won't be transparent about. Wes got in and two things that he did. And Drake, we talked about this at our boot camp in March. Mm-hmm. First of all, Wes went through and implemented everything step by step. Two things happened. Number one, as he implemented, he pretty much did everything wrong. Right? Yeah. He pretty much did everything wrong, right?
Yep.
The beautiful thing, though, is even though he did everything wrong, we were actually able to help him fix it. Mm-hmm. Because he did something. And okay, some people are like, well, what did he do? Well, part of what he did, one of the things we focus on is number one, what's your expertise? Like, what do you coach people on? Like, if you don't have legitimate expertise, we can't help you. You got to get legitimate expertise. We can't give you that. When Wes came, his legitimate expertise was government contractor. He knew how to help people get government contract. He didn't just read a book about government contracting and then say he's going to start teaching people. Mm-hmm. He didn't go through a course on government contracting and then say, I'm going to start teaching people. No, he didn't go to a conference on government contracting and then say, I'm going to start teaching people. He started doing government contracting, right? He started doing some contracts. Am I right, bro?
Yes, you're right.
And then he was like, great. Here's my formula of how I do it. Now I want to start teaching other people. So then we help him like, okay, how do we package that up? Boom. Mm-hmm. Number two, how do we create the messaging to attract the ideal people who are willing to pay you? Because your offer was how much right out of the gate? How much did you charge?
$5,000 out the gate.
Yeah. $5,000 right out of the gate. So how do you attract these individuals? What's the process that you put together? So we walked them through our elevator funnel process and all this good stuff. So we walked them through all that step by step by step by step. Now, here's the crazy thing, y'all. Most people won't share this. When Wes went live, some people are going to tell you, oh, man, I got on the thing. I got my thing live. My first calls, I knocked it out of the park. That's what most people are going to tell you. Wes, when you got everything live, how many calls did you do before you started making some money?
I had 38 no's in a row.
38?
38 no's in a row. Every single call, 38 no's in a row.
Now, be honest, y'all. Everybody listening to me. Now, He's paying to get these calls because we showed him how to launch his ads, right? Be honest. How many of you would be spending money on ads, having calls, and go through 38 calls where you don't get a sale and keep going? How many of you would still do it? Be honest. So after going through 38 calls, Wes, and still not having an enrollment, mm-hmm. I got two questions. Number one, and I see people quit all the time. And I appreciate all the honesty from all the people, because most people would quit. Most people would do 38 calls, ain't nobody buying, and they'd be like, this ain't working. I'm gonna go just do Bitcoin, or I'm gonna just go do stock investing, or I'm gonna go do something else, right? Mm-hmm. Now I got two questions. Number one, after 38 people didn't enroll, what made you keep going? That's the first part. Why didn't you quit? Why didn't you say this ain't working, or the program don't work, or this system don't work, or this don't work for me? What made you not do that and you kept going?
Why didn't I quit? That's a good question. Honestly, bro, like I know that government contracting is legit, and I know that I know what I'm talking about is legit. I know how to win contracts. So I guess I knew my information was legit. So I knew somebody wanted it, I guess. I never thought about it, really.
Great question. So what I hear is your belief in yourself,
yeah,
and your belief in your expertise,
yeah.
And if you share a solid idea long enough, immediately it's going to stick with somebody, right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. one thing I think, like, you come batteries included, right? So it's like, because one thing you can't teach people is belief in themselves, right? You got to develop belief in yourself, right? And that's something that can't be duplicated. That's why I love one of the things that we teach is like principles, right? Because when you teach principles, mm-hmm. the principle works for everybody. The only variable is the person, right? Mm-hmm. And if they're willing to follow the principle. And of course, their belief in themselves and that thing. So that's the first question. The second question, how did you fix it? Like, after going through 38 no's, what did you do to fix it?
Like you said earlier with you and Dre, is that since I was making so many mistakes, not reading my script right, not doing this, not doing that, I obviously reached out to CAU and Coach D, because there's a support tab. It says click here to get support. And I'm like, let me go get support, because ain't nobody saying yes to my offer. So I reached out to CAU, copped on information call, I think it is called. Implementation call with Coach D. She gave me one little tip, one little sentence. I kid you not. And people always say, what was the sentence? Well, I'm like, it don't even matter, but I'll tell you, you want me to. But she gave me one little sentence that I changed. And I said that in my scripts that same day. I got two sales that day. Did 10K in sales that same day.
Boom. I love it. And what's the big takeaway from that? Like, being able to hop on one little sentence, one little tweet, 10,000. It was on ever since from there.
Yeah,
so what's the big takeaway from that experience?
I mean, plugging in, man. I mean, the biggest takeaway is plugging in. Like, if you guys got for sure, with Client Trash University, you have the resources. There's a call every day of some coach that can help you do something. So I was like, wow. So if I just plug in to these resources that are already here, and like you said before, I take action, I can't fail. Like, I found out, like, okay, boom, nah, that happened. I can't fail. Like, it's a no brainer.
I love it. So one thing I want everybody to get before we continue, right? And we're gonna open up some Q&A so y'all can ask some questions as well. I want everybody to understand, like, I love how Wes is breaking this down, because he's really, really helping you understand, like, this stuff ain't like deep, right? This stuff doesn't have to be complicated. It can be complicated, but like, it doesn't have to be, right? So got it. So one tweet, one sentence, 10,000 that day, then went on to do 120,000 in 6 months, meaning 60 days.
2 months, yeah.
And then 4 months from there was at $50,000 a month. Yeah. And just really still just getting warmed up. Now we on track to get it to 100K per month and over 100, a couple hundred grand a month.
Yes, sir.
So for those who are listening, they're like, okay, what is government contracting? And what is this about? Like, how do you make money in government contracts? So let's talk. So educate us on the opportunity in government contracting.
Yeah, that's simple, y'all. So think about it. The government is buying. I always say people like this. The government is buying baby bottles and they buying bullets at the same time. It's crazy. That's the way our government is. So they buy products and they buy services. Like, the military don't have people to clean the windows. They don't have people to clean the carpets. They don't have staff to do janitorial stuff. They don't have people to cut the grass. So the government is always buying services and products. So if you are a business, one, you could provide it. Or what I do, I'm a middleman. So I just find a company like you and I provide that service.
So, okay, got it. So they, so you're the middleman. So yeah. Like, let's say, for example, somebody's listening right now and they, for whatever reason, they're on here and they're like, well, they got here, but they don't want to grow a coaching business or a consulting business. Sure. But they're like, okay, I do want to, you know, get involved in this government contracting. So give us an idea when you started. Give us an example of like what was like your first contract or like what was your formula of how you actually start getting contracts?
Yeah. So like I told you, I was school teaching at the time. So my first contract was in California and I live in Ohio. So that's how I was like, whoa, this middleman stuff makes sense because you don't have to actually physically be there. Like, I've never physically seen my contracts. I've never seen the grass. I ain't never seen the porta potties. I ain't never seen any of them. But my first contract was a Catholic priest doing Catholic services in a federal prison, there. So y'all, people are like, wait, what? I'm like, I'm not Catholic, nor do I go to the federal prison on a day-to-day. I don't. But my first contract, it was in California. I called a bunch of Catholic churches. I said, hey, I need a chaplain to do Catholic services. They said, no, we ain't got one. They said, call the diocese. I said, what is a diocese? I'm not Catholic. I don't know what that is. They said, this called his number. I called the diocese. The diocese said, call the prison ministry. I said, bet, that makes sense. So I called the prison ministry. They said, call, my chaplain is Richard. Call Richard. He does the prison across the street. He love to do the prison that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I said, perfect. So I called Richard. Hey, Richard, how much to do this prison? He said, it's a donation. I can't charge you now. I'm like, how much the donation? Like, I don't know, whatever it is. Because it's the Catholic Church or whatever. So he said $25 an hour. I said, all right, cool, bet. I went to the government. I said, I'm going to do $30 an hour. This is my first contract. I had no clue what I was doing. I said $30 an hour. I submitted my proposal on Monday. The government said, we need a resume. Now, I'm a school teacher in Cleveland. I'm not a Catholic chaplain. So whose resume did I get them? I gave them Richard's resume because what people don't know is, as a middleman, you can assume the past performance of a sub. So that means I don't have to be a Catholic chaplain. I can just go find one. So I gave them Richard's resume on Monday. I won the contract on Friday. It's a 5-year contract. I'm in year two right now for that contract. I've never met Richard. I've never been to California. I've been to California, but I've never been to that prison in California. And the rest is history.
So they still paying you every year?
Every year, every month.
So if are you open to like share? Like, what does that look like? Roundabout revenue wise, what is the contract now, related?
And this is the funny thing, though. I like to say this. This is my small contract. Like, people are like, well, did you get rich the first day? No. Like, my first contract, I'm making $5 an hour. He only worked like 2 or 3 hours a week, y'all. I wasn't rich off one contract, but it was kind of like in CAU when I made that first sale. Yes. It's like when I got that first contract, I said, wow, I get it. Yeah. So I don't have to go to prison. I'm making like $15, $20 a week every single week for the next 5 years, and I never have to see it. I said, yeah. Bet, I get it. Mm-hmm. So then my next contract was a little bit bigger. My next contract was $450,000 for air duct cleaning. And then I got some contracts that, you know, I got some crazy contracts out there. I got a $1 million contract. I got things out there. But I always tell people, it's not about trying to get rich off one contract. It's about like, what if I could show you how to make $500 a month for the next 5 years on a contract? That's 30K ROI. Like, that's 30K over 5 years, and you never go there. You never touch it. Mm-hmm. Even though you're not quitting your day job at 30K in 5 years, but you can get as many as you want. You know, now I've won 13 contracts now, and I've been doing this for almost 2 years. And like I said, it ain't all small. I got some pretty good ones too. Mm-hmm. And it ain't about me. It's about my students. I got students winning contracts every single week now, which is really cool.
What's the biggest contract you say you got?
My biggest contract is $1 million over 5 years.
Nice.
It's for a pickup truck. And here's a funny story about that. I don't know nothing about pickup trucks. Like, when I first got the contract, they wanted quarter ton, half ton, one ton trucks. I thought that was the weight of the truck. I said, what does that mean? I don't know what that means. So anyway, I call, you know, Enterprise. I call, you know, all the rental companies you can think of. And people don't understand. Just like that. Same thing. I call a company called Flex Fleet. They give me a quote. I put my money on top. I submit it to the government. I won the contract. And I'm renting like 32, 38 trucks every 6 months to the U.S. Forest Department. And this is out in Oregon. I ain't never been to Oregon. I ain't never even touched the truck or seen the trucks. But I rent 36 trucks to the government every 6 months at a time for the next 5 years. That's just an example of one, my biggest one.
I love it. So, Wes, appreciate you so much. I know we're at the top of the hour, man. I don't want to take up a whole lot of time. How do people tap into what you're doing, follow you, and all that good stuff?
Appreciate it, boss. Yeah, you can hit me up on YouTube, Wes Fisher, just my name, Wes Fisher, or TikTok, Make Money with Wes.
Perfect. So, Wes Fisher, W-E-S, one S, yep. Fisher, W, mean F-I-S-H-E-R on YouTube. Yep. And then on TikTok is Make Money with Wes. Perfect. So y'all go tap in. This is my guy, somebody I trust. I don't say that about a lot of people. Somebody who really knows this stuff, really serving people, really passionate about it. I mean, that's what we all about. Y'all know I don't really bring guests onto these. When I do, they're vetted, they're official. And I know if you ever get into their ecosystem, you'll be very well taken care of. So that's it, y'all. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple, they're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.